This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. What's on your mind? You can get us at 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Or text in 701-226-8503. 226-8503. It's brought to you in part by Schweitzer's. It's sausage eating time. Wait a minute, Daryl. That's every time. Anytime.
Anytime.
Right? Well, maybe if we use the same script all year long, then.
There you go.
I didn't think about that one. Coming to get homemade country style ring sausage, original garlic jalapeno cheddar, or their homemade summer sausage at Schweitzer's. Tell them you heard the ad during What's in Your Mind, and they'll give you 10% off when you stop in. Proud to sell North Dakota raised. Those are your ears, Daryl. North Dakota raised beef. Beef. Access to corn fed, grass fed, and all natural raised beef processed at Schweitzer's own butcher shop and sold through the outlet store in Bismarck. Stop by, check out the homemade assorted country-style sausages, burger, and all cuts of beef, pork, and more. It does say pork right on there, Daryl.
Absolutely.
Just so you know. 625 South Washington in Bismarck, 701-751-0319 at Schweitzer's.
I knew they were a classy outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah. Gotta have pork.
Yeah. That's what makes them classy.
Well, I mean, if they're selling sausage, you need pork and sausage. That's just the way it is.
Scott handed off today. Daryl Lee's in the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and Daryl's racing pigs, not racing cows. Can you imagine?
Yeah, well, you know.
You'd have to have a bigger fence.
It'd be a lot bigger fence, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot bigger fence. Yeah,
and then a trailer, how would that work out?
Well, I wouldn't be able to have the bacon bunker then. I'd need something way bigger.
The beef bunker.
Yeah.
It would have to be bigger, you're right. Well, we'd pull that one off.
Yeah, well, you know.
18-wheeler, I guess.
I guess, 18-wheeler, yeah. That's what it would have to be. And that's good to be sitting in here today, filling in for Scott Hennen while he's off gallivanting across the East Coast in Washington, D.C. with some great listeners. I mean,
and trying to convince the people over on Capitol Hill that the opposite of progress is Congress.
Yeah. You know, when
get
you look
them worked out around here.
When you look at some of the folks that were just newly elected a few weeks ago, 4 weeks ago now, I guess, you have to wonder what this new Congress coming in January 3rd, you know, it's going to be great for the memes on Facebook, I'm telling you.
You know, the media is so in love with that Alexandria Ocasio-Keyboard woman.
I can't think of her. Yeah, I don't know how I'd say it.
Three names. But, yeah, I mean, we all know who we're talking about, right? 20-something beats an incumbent that should have been a shoe-in. And so now all of a sudden, socialism uber alles, and, you know,
right.
Trump is this and that and the other. And so they're going to be fascinated with her.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll become Bernie Sanders' running mate because, you know, he's gearing up for 2020.
Oh, boy. Don't even go there. But that could be. That might be the Democrat theme team there.
We're all going to be feeling the burn before too long. Oh. The question is, who's the running mate? And she's kind of the golden child of the moment. So why not? If you're him.
And if that happens, we will feel the burn for decades to come.
Uh-huh.
All imagine? Right. Well, I tell you what, we talked a little bit about some trade and markets. We might even touch on that a little bit here. But we want to talk a little bit about Farm Bill and where that stuff is at, you know, how that game is playing out in D.C. And joining us here today is our national affiliate, the American Farm Bureau Federation, of which we are a member of, the largest farm organization in the world with nearly 6 million members, and our Executive Vice President, Dale Moore. Dale, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, boss. How are you all doing?
I tell you what, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood here. And, you know, it's just another day in paradise living the dream. The palm trees are looking beautiful. The sun is shining. The beach sand is, you know, looking wonderful. And, yeah. Actually, we do have a fairly nice day out here. So it's mid-20s to 30. And no wind. In that, my mind, when you hit December in North Dakota, that's a good day.
That is a good day. I am down in Kansas at the moment, and I apologize for late getting on and having trouble picking up a signal, but got it. You know, glad, so glad to be connected down here celebrating their centennial annual meeting, and so looking forward to seeing you all next week when you come to town.
Yeah, we come out there next week for our resolutions process, which, you know, to me, you know, we have our 100th celebration this year, American Farm Bureau Federation, and New Orleans will have the annual meeting and convention there, and, you know, and everyone, you know, likes to go to these conventions and that. You got to have some entertainment. You got to have some educational things, but really, truly, the grassroots and the big value that we see here in North Dakota and that I appreciate most about the Farm Bureau system, Dale, is that grassroots policy development. And that's what we're going to be doing next week. And speaking of that grassroots policy development, how is the policy playing out that Farm Bureau, you know, has in our books when it comes to Farm Bill? How is it looking for us?
Well, that's one of the things that we are anxious to find out. Down here Sunday for when Kansas kicked off, Chairman Roberts was here, and as chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, he explained that he would love to share details, but he and his fellow corners of the blanket had agreed that they were not going to release because they didn't want a whole lot of help from the urban and suburban members of Congress who are just looking for ways to tear the Farm Bill apart. We are fairly confident in most provisions in the bill that, particularly those important to farmers and ranchers, are going to show some improvement. One of the challenges we have is we simply don't have all the details. What we have been able to glean strongly suggests we know we're going to see some improvements in crop insurance. We know that farmers are still going to have many choices, several options to deal with relative to the Title I programs, like with ARC and PLC, and some improvements there. We know that some changes have been made in conservation, but as you know, as you've been a leader on this, you know, within Farm Bureaus, trying to find ways to fix some of these challenges we have with Swamp Buster and with Sod Buster, both from a legislative standpoint, i.e. getting the law fixed, but also on the regulatory side. So right now, that's one where we're holding our breath a bit, hoping we see at least some semblance of some progress, some attention to detail on that front. Certainly the nutrition fight, from what we understand, has played itself out, and they've reached, I don't know whether agreement is the right word, but they've reached a sense of balance that it's not going to hold up the Farm Bill. There was some discussion last couple of weeks about a forestry provision related to salvaging timber and helping deal with the tragic fires that have occurred out in California. And we also got hurricanes. We've got Mother Nature just running amok. All of those things pulled together tell us that we're going to have a Farm Bill that is positive. We know that with the changes that are occurring in Congress, you know, for the next Congress, with the Democrats taking the majority, that Mr. Peterson from Minnesota will take over again as chairman of the committee, and he's made it clear he wants to get this Farm Bill done, so that's not the first thing that he's working on as the new chairman.
Yeah, it's, you know, and so There are some things being leaked out a little bit out there. Congressman Peterson sat down with some ag reporters yesterday, and sounds like a 3 million acre increase in CRP, which is kind of a blow to our policy. You know, we wanted to maintain that through the Farm Bureau network at the 24, you know, slightly over 24 million acres that was there. But I think it was in exchange for getting rid of a little bit of bad policy that may have been coming to hinder, you know, farmers and ranchers through the conservation title. So sometimes those things got to be negotiated out, but sounds like they did cap the continual sign up at 90% of rental rate and the general sign up at 85% is what he was saying. The reports that I seen there. And he talked about, you know, some of the changes in the ARC and that PLC side of things, that your production, they're going to go off of RMA data. Which is something I think is very good. And we pushed for from the very beginning up here that, you know, the NAS data is a voluntary, you know, you give your information voluntarily and there's no really accountability to the numbers, where the RMA data has accountability because they're subject to an audit, you know. And so they're supposed to be a little bit more trusting in that. And I think that's important not only for, you know, so we don't get these counties caught in that trap that were caught before, because they didn't have, you know, they were one one survey short of having enough to qualify to make the NASDAQ a, you know, sustainable data to use. But on the other hand, it shows that, you know, farmers and ranchers want accountability also. And I think we got to portray that to the general public. Therefore, having numbers that are accountable numbers, I think, plays good for us in agriculture as, you know, our willingness to want to have accountability within our own system.
Yes, sir. And I know, because and you've been part of this discussion as well, off and on over the last, well, ever since the last Farm Bill had passed, you know, both from where you are now, but also when you were working for Mr. Kramer. And one of the things that we see coming together on this is, you know, like with the ARC, you know, that as taking steps to eliminate the disparity from county to county, folks say, well, that's going to cost a lot of money. Well, the way that typically works is some counties may actually...
Hey, Dale, do you have a chance to hang on for a few minutes until the next segment with us? We're up against the break here.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be back with Dale Moore from the American Farm Bureau Federation. This is Daryl Lee sitting in for Scott Hennen. It's What's On Your Mind.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. InterOffice Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or plan space. Not only that, the team of designers at InterOffice have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into, so they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck or go online to interofficend.com.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talked to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can be as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small-town North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. Those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What's in Your Mind, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council. Lots of stuff going on in the next few weeks. OSHA record keeping, lift truck operator, CPR, first aid, Alive at 25 defensive driving course, great for young drivers. OSHA 10 construction, reasonable suspicion for supervisors. Find out more about all that and more at ndsc.org. The North Dakota Safety Council, ndsc.org. 20 after the hour, Todd Mitchell and Daryl Eason for Scott Hennen today on What's in Your Mind.
It's good to be sitting in here, and we've had some great discussion today. Like I said, we started out with Eugene Grainer there and talking trade and markets and how some of these new possible agreements are affecting it, and how there's still caution in the market, which is understandable. And on the line with us here now from D.C., but originally from Kansas, and he's back in his home state down there for the Kansas Farm Bureau annual meeting going on down there right now, is Dale Moore. He's the, and I got to say this, Dale is not new to Farm Bureau, but he is new in his position as the executive vice president. He's the new exec for American Farm Bureau Federation. Juliana Potts went on to the National Meat Institute, and so Dale stepped into this position. And Dale and I have some things in common. He worked in the congressional offices, and I worked in the congressional offices. And those kind of things, Dale, give people a little bit different perspective on how things go on, actually, because you actually get to see that sausage making in the back room and understand that there's nothing quick, nothing fast, but certainly irritating at times of how the process happens. But it's good that we can have input from organizations like ours.
Well, it is, and you know this well, that having that advantage of seeing how the sausage is made, I think, and I know the same for you, gives me a greater appreciation for when some folks are frustrated that farm bill's not done. It's like, well, I look at it from the standpoint that this farm bill, if it gets done in the next week or so, will be the earliest the farm bill has gotten done past the September 30th expiration date, I think, since 1985. By 1985, it was December 23rd. It may have been another one in there, sort of in that range, but right now we're looking at a process where, we had anticipated it may be as early as this week, but as our nation pauses to celebrate the life and service and mourn the loss of President George Herbert Walker Bush, Bush 41, as he is affectionately known, that has kind of shifted the schedule. We also, later this week, we were going to watch the House and Senate figure out the budget process because the deadline is December 7th. That's been, we understand, maybe pushed back at least a week or two in the process. So from our standpoint, it's like, when you all get to town next week for our resolutions week and the board meetings and the committee meetings that American Farm Bureau has, I am hopeful that we'll have you also busy just calling and making sure and reminding your delegation how important it is to get this farm bill to the finish line.
Yeah, and it's, I know there was big hopes, and I know that Senator Roberts was pretty passionate about wanting to be able to have the claim to fame of getting this thing done by the September 30th deadline, and things looked like they were on fair track to do that. But in all honesty, and with all due respect to Senator Roberts, I'm glad that he didn't, because I have a feeling there would have been some things in there that would have been pretty devastating in our mind here in North Dakota to agriculture. One of the things being the permanent CRP easement that was in there. We hope that went away. We hope that was the negotiating that was done, and we had to give a little bit on some general sign up acres to get rid of that permanent easement. But I think that, that was high hopes. But I think because of those high hopes, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dale, that those high hopes and those, that need and that intensity that was put out there by those like Senator Roberts, Congressman Conaway, Congressman Peterson, Senator Stabenow is I think the reason we're going to have one the soonest we've had one in a long time.
Well, and that's true. It's one of the, when you look at all of the work that goes into this, and as you said, that this art of the possible, how do we get to agreement? How do we get a chance to at least kind of get our nose a little bit under the tent, find out what some of these provisions mean? And I think we've seen that. We've seen it, and it's like a lot of things that I watch in the legislative process. We've been told that the whole hang-up was the nutrition title. Well, the nutrition title gets sorted out, and all of a sudden, there's 15 more bubbles that are popping up. Well, we also got to take care of this issue or that issue. And I think, again, it gets down to the details. It gets down to that political will that, we've run out of time. We need to get this done. We got the election past us. That's all settled from the standpoint that folks know who's going to be in charge on either side of the hill the coming year. So now we've got an opportunity. We get a farm bill done. We get this budget process sorted out. more specifically for agriculture, get the agriculture appropriations done, and then hopefully we can take about two or three deep breaths before the next Congress starts.
Well, don't count on two or three. You better just be able to hope we can catch a breath and a cup of coffee on the way to the next one. So, we've got a caller on the line here, Dale. You all right to see what's on Joe's mind? We'll see if he's got a question for us here. Joe, are you with us?
Good morning.
Good morning. I don't have a question, but a comment. I heard, I understand better why we need these farm bills, but I heard a report here just the last few days that in the 50s, 40s and 50s, the ag producer got to keep 50% of his product, 50% of the income off his product. In the 60s and 70s, it was 40%. Today, we're down to 14%. We sell that product. There is 86% that is going out to the middlemen.
So,
I don't
think
we can live just on subsidies.
Well, and
farm bill.
And that's exactly right, Joe. And I'll let Dale weigh in on this first.
Thank
Joe,
you
brought up a very, very important question, a very important point about how all this process works. Is, we often make the point that agriculture, farmers and ranchers are price takers. They do not get to set the price of their product. And as you said, over the past, five, six, seven decades, we get farther and farther away from that commodity being able to drive the price of the product on the store shelves. That's something that we try to take into account, but it's also something that and we've had a lot of opportunity and the privilege to do so to visit with Secretary Sonny Perdue at USDA and his subcabinet. Also visiting with the Vice President and President Trump himself about some of these issues. And one of the things we keep picking up is I have to believe the president gets it just from the number of times he's probably said farmer and rancher more times in the last 3 months than I can remember most presidents, throughout
the
term.
Exactly.
We're seeing a process here is where he and the vice president and his team at USDA, at the U.S. Trade Representative's office, and elsewhere, again, we're not going to have a lot of luck reversing that, how much the farmer, it gets in his hand out of that final product. But we sure got to find ways to improve that balance a little bit.
Well, and I still aspire for the day, Dale, and our farmers and ranchers that set policy here in North Dakota. We got policy encourages ways defined to get away from government subsidies, and I still aspire for that day where that subsidy is not needed. And part of that is to address the issue that Joe brought up here, that we need to figure out how the farmer can retain more of that food dollar and be responsible for keeping more of that food dollar in his pocket. Dale, I tell you what, we're up against a break. Thank you for taking the time today and appreciate your insight and your views. We'll see you next week. But callers, call in. It's What's On Your Mind. We'll be back right after the break. This is Daryl Lee sitting in for Scott Hennen.
What's on your mind?
Ah, yes, Matt the Pizza Guy from Pizza Corner Pizza. There comes a time in everyone's life when a few things need to change. Priorities, habits, allegiance to a certain sports team. Well, that time has come for Pizza Corner Pizza. We've updated the packaging of your favorite pizza by taking a fresh, new look and combined it with what you've come to expect from Pizza Corner Pizza. Tons of toppings, tangy tomato sauce, Italian seasonings, all on a pizzeria crust. Try one today and you'll see why Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. Fresh, new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawmakers expected to avert a partial government shutdown this Friday with a new stopgap measure that would keep the government funded through December 21st. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise says,
We've worked that out, and this fight's going to continue on, and clearly what we're battling over is to make sure that we can fund our border security properly.
Scalise speaking on Fox and Friends this morning. This extension provided by the stopgap measure allows lawmakers to attend tomorrow's funeral for former President George H.W. Bush. The former president's body is still lying in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, where thousands of people have been filing past to pay their respects since yesterday. Attending that funeral tomorrow will be President Trump, as well as the other surviving U.S. presidents, and Prince Charles will be there to represent Queen Elizabeth. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders ready in as little as 2 hours to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More do it.
In your mind, 28 before the hour, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We have Daryl Lee's in for Scott Hannon today. You can text him, by the way, at 701-226-8503, although we'd much rather actually hear your voice and
absolutely
interact verbally.
Call in.
Yeah.
Share what's on your mind. I mean, we've had some, great guests here today, Eugene Grainer, and he always spurs some conversation, and we had Dale Moore, the new executive vice president with the American Farm Bureau Federation, joined us and talked a little bit about the farm bill and, the what's going on out there in D.C. with that right now. And, so another thing happened, we just received news of yesterday, is we finally have an appointed chief of the NRCS out in D.C. now instead of an interim chief. We've got a newly appointed chief of the NRCS, and I'm proud to say he's a good friend of mine. I've known him for about 27 years. Matt Lohr from Virginia. He was the Virginia Secretary of Ag a few years ago, and so I see some good things coming from that. I think, in fact, Matt has a lot of friends in agriculture in North Dakota, so I can see North Dakota having some, agriculture, the world of agriculture having a very good relationship with the new chief of the NRCS, Matt Lohr, and I was texting him last night and congratulating him, and I said, "Are you ready for this one?" And he goes, this is a big deal, he said. It's important to make sure that things are done right. And so, you could tell there's probably that little sense of anxiety, but that's good. I mean, if you're not anxious about a new thing like that, you're probably not going to be effective. And
true.
And so I think that's going to be very positive. And I wanted to bring that up when Dale Moore was still on, because Matt Lohr is a tremendous friend to the Farm Bureau Network. He bleeds Farm Bureau red and black. When he bleeds, he's that Farm Bureau guy through and through. And
there you go.
And so it's I'm looking forward to having that relationship with the newly appointed chief of the NRCS, Matt Lohr. So it's great. Some very positive things happening in agriculture, and that's we went through some price depressions here the last few years, and of course that causes some challenges out there. And sometimes I think we need to understand those challenges too a little bit, and have a little bit of, compassion of what's going on out there. Every business, every small business, every businessman out there, businesswoman out there, faces challenges and has hardships. And, but there's something, there's that connectivity to the land, to the livestock, to the, to the caring for God's natural resources that he has given us, the opportunity to care for, that it's just a little bit more personal. And sometimes it plays on that mental fatigue, and them stresses are out there a little bit more magnified. And And with those stresses sometimes come some bad things. And, you know, just I think one of those things to take care of some of those stresses is, you know, just go visit the neighbor. You know, have a discussion. Have a talk.
Wow.
You know, I mean.
You still do that?
Not enough. Not enough, Todd. And
that's why we always used to do everything.
Yeah,
right?
and I think, you know,
so
this,
I have a conversation
because it's just that everyone knows that you're not alone, but your subconscious can all of a sudden put you on an island and tell you that you're alone out there. And so I just think, you know, what I say is that, and this goes for people that live in town that have friends that are farmers and ranchers out there or whatever, just stop in and have a cup of coffee or stop by and say hi or give a call or, you know, how are things going? Talk through things. And I think that that's, you know, it's not the solution to everything, but it's a sure as the heck a good start to just have conversation and know that there's someone out there that, you know, that reminder that someone cares out there and that there's someone just outside of your little circle of family that's out on the ranch or farm every day with you that, you know, people are paying attention out there and they value what farmers and ranchers do because people do value what farmers and ranchers do out there. And, and I think that those sharing those sentiments or that are important too. And
what would we be eating if we didn't have farmers and ranchers? A bunch of stuff done in labs.
What would we be eating, wearing, driving? Yeah. I mean, you can just go right down the gamut, you know. You know, there's shirts out there that says agriculture because starvation sucks, you know, or agriculture because running around naked makes you really cold in North Dakota. You know, I mean, it's one of those things that agriculture provides so much.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, but we're not any different than any other small business when they hit challenging times. We are unique. You know, we're a little bit unique. We're still, you know, I don't care if you're the hardware store, the local butcher shop, the, you know, the bank, the, you know, the grocery store, the little newspaper in these small towns, whatever. They're all, you know, farmer, rancher, you're all important businesses of the community. You're as important as the next, because you need them all. The more the merrier, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we are a little unique in the fact that all of our depending things are outside forces. The weather can wipe us out in minutes. Insects, diseases can wipe us out in a matter of hours or days or weeks. And then price. What is the outside pressure? What is the outside going to give us for our price? So we are unique in that aspect. When you're the hardware store, if you buy something for a dollar, you know you got to charge more than a dollar to make money.
I would hope.
When you're a farmer and rancher, you invest that dollar, you hope, and you pray, and you have faith that someone's going to give you more than a dollar for what you've grown.
Lord, I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, that's
so I do it.
So we are unique, you know, and we've got to understand that there are some uniquenesses, but all small businesses are valuable to their small communities.
Get a text, by the way.
Oh, the farm bill would have got done right away if the Democrats would have complained that they rushed it through and it just can't make them people happy.
There you go. 712-268-8503.
Hey, we've got some callers. We've got some callers.
258-0550 and 1-800-228-0550. Who do we have?
Yeah, we've got John from Washburn. John, are you on the line?
Yeah, I was. It's nice to hear somebody who's actually informed. And I was just wondering about the future of hemp in North Dakota. It's kind of a two-parter. You know, its viability, and then it seems to me, wouldn't it be create a bunch of secondary market jobs, which is turning it into sneakers, building materials, it's rich in amino acids, the oil, and so forth. And I'm just curious to hear what your guest has to say about it.
Okay, so, John, when it comes to the hemp side of things, that one I have not heard if that language survived in the farm bill or not that legalized the growing of industrial hemp. You know, we're getting bits and pieces of information through our sources. You know, I've got some good contacts still on the Hill out there, both the Republican and Democrat side, even though I lean very conservative, I've still got some good contacts on the Democrat side out there also. And we're getting little bits and pieces. That's one piece I haven't heard of the language, because there was language in the proposed farm bill to legalize hemp and the growth of industrial hemp. And, and give another option basically to farmers and ranchers. And it's a great fiber product. And then, like you said, there's other benefits to it also. And so, it's one of those things that, I think is important to expand some markets. To me, John, I'll be honest, I don't know why industrial hemp was ever criminalized to begin with and made illegal, because it's why should we have to depend on other countries for our fiber needs? And I mean, right. You get some great fiber things from and along with the other benefits, like you said. So, you know, we're watching that. We'll definitely, hopefully, maybe we'll hear more by the end of the week. I guest host again on Friday, and maybe we'll hear more by the end of the week. And if I do hear anything on the hemp thing, I'll sure update you on that, John.
I'm conservative myself, and but from what I understand, it's naturally weed and pest resistant, and I believe the Constitution is printed on hemp paper, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think that gets brought up from time to time. Thanks for the call, John. We're going to move on to a call from Minnesota. Is it Nina? Nino from Minnesota. Nino, what's on your mind today?
Well, this is Neil. That's no biggie.
Neil.
Excellent call. I don't know how something can be illegal like hemp. It isn't even a drug, isn't it? It's ridiculous. But anyways, you know, the dairy farmers are really hurting here in Douglas County. A lot of them just quit milking. But isn't it ironic, my fellow Minnesota listeners, I want you to weigh in as what do you think of our politicians in Minnesota that just got themselves a 40-45% raise, and their excuse for it is they hadn't had a raise in like 6, 7, 8 years. And that's outrageous. And they don't, and the politicians really don't produce anything. Just think if we give everybody a 45% raise, that their wages have been stagnant, whether it's in agriculture or in the private sector. So I just wanted to make that point. The politicians sure take care of themselves, don't they? Oh, and one thing about the Farm Bill, the complaint is it really helps the big farmers and the guys that own land that don't even farm. We've always had that complaint for many years. And thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Neil. And, yeah, I mean, there's some points there that let me just say that I think that's why I enjoy living in North Dakota. I think we do things a little better here. We've got our own issues, and I think we can be even better. But, you know, Neil, yeah, wow. If that's true about the 40 to 45% raise to themselves as politicians, man, there's definitely something wrong with that over there. But I guess they will justify their way around it. And my guess is all those that were in favor of doing that and voted in favor of it, most of them will probably get reelected again. And so that's the one thing that we've got to do is we got to unelect some people when they're not doing what we want them to do, I guess. And that's our responsibility as American citizens to have that stand. But yeah, that's interesting. Now, that's your old stomping grounds, your home stomping grounds there, Todd, that Minnesota.
I left in the 80s, okay?
And it all went downhill when you left, didn't it?
It must have. I was starting to go downhill when I left. I bailed out of there in early 87 and have never claimed that as my... That was my involuntary home turf. I did not choose to be born in Minnesota.
Well, you know, it's the way it is. We love our neighbors to the east over there.
We love them, but...
Yeah, because someone has to. But anyway...
Who's electing everybody over there? We'll just give the Twin Cities to Wisconsin. Let them have the Twin Cities.
Yeah, I don't think Wisconsin wants them. But anyway, this is Daryl Lee sitting in for Scott.
They have a better football team. Look at the Packers lately.
Oh, yeah. You had to get that in.
I know.
At whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include an absolute auction, a 3,400-acre ranch in Sioux County, North Dakota, on the South Dakota-North Dakota border. This 3,400-acre ranch has cropland, pasture land, and hunting land. It'll be sold absolute on December 11th in Lemon, South Dakota. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view this auction and many more at Piper's.com.
Hi, folks. This is Bill Sorensen, host of the Magical Medora Christmas Show. We want to say thank you. Because of your tremendous support, we've been able to expand our tour to 31 shows. We're excited to be bringing Christmas cheer to the Jamestown Ryland Theater at 7:30 Tuesday, December 18th. Tickets for our all-new show are available at Hubel's Family Marketplace and Medora.com.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You get the smoothest, most responsive wind rower handling ever with the new Speedrower SP wind rowers from New Holland. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer, and they will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with a comfort ride suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speedrower SP wind rower from New Holland.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today's safety training spotlight is brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, and Workforce Safety Insurance. WSI hosting a webinar entitled Return to Work Designated Medical Provider, covering benefits of an RTW program, how to implement one, what to do once an injury occurs, training requirements, and more. Starting December 12th, 9 a.m., you can sign up at WorkforceSafety.com. WSI is partnered with Associated General Contractors through the Safety Training and Education Program STEP Grants to provide safety training classes. For more info on the June classes, check WSI's calendar, WorkforceSafety.com. You know, Workforce Safety and Insurance is an online learning management system available to employers with over 450 safety courses. Get in touch with WSI for more info. 10 before the hour, it's Darrell Lees and Bruce Scott Hennen on What's in Your Mind.
That's good to be along for the ride here. What's on your mind? And sitting in for Scott Hennen, and it's good to be in studio with the Todd, the radio guy. You know, Todd, I when I woke up this morning, got showered, got ready to head out.
Thanks for that, by the way.
You know, yeah, you're welcome. And sorry. It's kind of an oddity. Normally when I come in here, I just come straight from the pig barn. So, but anyway,
feeling a little punchy today, I guess.
You know,
I looked
to see what was coming in my news feeds and looking on the social media ones, and right there was, you had shared one that I think is, you know, just absolutely great. Quote by Steve Jobs: "If you want to make everyone happy, don't be a leader. Sell ice cream." You know,
all right.
Because I mean, there's times you're going to have to take positions that are difficult that you have, especially when you're leading a group of people.
Donald Trump had to go through that just a little bit.
I mean, when you're leading a group of people, there's going to be varying opinions. Here's what we had this discussion yesterday in Outdoor Heritage Fund Board. I had this discussion with folks there. We don't always agree. Now, many times we agree on what the end goal is, but it's the pathway to get there that we may disagree on. What's the proper way to achieve what we all are looking to do?
Huh?
And so that's where you're going to have, you know, and when you're in leadership of, I don't care what it is, I get the great opportunity, the great privilege to lead NDFB and the Great Farmers and Ranchers of North Dakota. And so that hit me pretty good here today, because we had a marathon meeting yesterday from a little after 8 o'clock until about 5:30 yesterday, the Outdoor Heritage Fund Board. And sometimes you scratch your head and you go, why am I doing these things? But it's very rewarding.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, it is. It's representing the great farmers and ranchers in North Dakota. I couldn't think of a better thing to do right now. And it's a great opportunity for me. And I've enjoyed every minute of it, even when we have challenges along the way.
Sure.
That's part of the game. Don't sign up to cook if you can't stand the heat in the kitchen, so to speak. You know, I mean, don't get involved if you're not willing
take
to take
your picture.
Any.
We'll put that on your picture, and that'll be the meme of the day tomorrow.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll put that on.
There you go. So
you're supposed to talk about private property rights.
Yeah, I was just getting into there, and so to set up a little bit, you know, private property rights is a very, very near and dear thing to the membership of NDFB.
I would think.
I'll arguably say, and I won't apologize for saying it, that we are the premier private property rights organization in the state. And those property rights are very special. It's the founding of our country is based on private property rights. And it's very instrumental to our free market capitalist system to have private property rights. And so when we get to Friday, I'm going to be in Linton, remote. Hopefully Crystal meets me there so that I can be remote. But Crystal, if you're listening,
find out.
And
you got a cell phone. Just phone it in.
Yeah, we did that before. We did that from Office City this summer. So
absolutely.
We can make it work. But I mean, it sounds much, much clearer and better if we can. And we can have guests a lot easier then too.
True.
But you know, there's the debate going on with the wind towers, and you know, we've got some members that might be a little upset that we haven't taken a stand against the wind. Well, we're not endorsing wind as an energy source in this stance. We're talking about the private property rights here. If you have someone that's willing to pay you rent to put one of these towers on your land, and you're willing to take that rent in exchange for that tower being on your land, and you think that's the best thing for the livelihood and making a living out there in your private property, we believe you should be able to do that. Just as you should be able to have a feedlot, just as you should be able to have as many 50,000 bushel grain bins as you want, just as you should be able to farm as many acres as you want.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
The answer is blowing in the wind.
I never thought of that. That is But, so, I mean, there's times, you know, and that's why I brought that quote up of Steve Jobs.
That is good, isn't it?
It is good, and it's...
When you're president, you have to make the tough decisions. You have to be able to make the tough decisions. That's why the guy who's in the White House right now got elected. That's why the guy who was in the White House wasn't going to get reelected if they could have been elected for a third term, because it was time to get some stuff done that needed to be done. It's not always going to be popular, especially with other countries, because we're not giving our country away to them anymore.
And you don't always know all the ins and outs and in-betweens and upsides and downsides to how you get to that final outcome that you're looking for.
Exactly.
And so, I mean, that's the thing that we need to, you know, we need to just understand that in a free market capitalist society, private property rights are the baseline of that. And so we'll be talking about private property rights come Friday. We'll be live from Linton. I think Ron Ness is in tomorrow. So
yep, Gary Evanith on Thursday.
Gary Evanith on Thursday, and I look forward to visiting with everyone on the radio waves, on the internet waves. Come Friday.
The internet waves.
Whatever.
By the way, 1-855-217-76, option one. You can call any time and leave a message for what's on your mind.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people with me on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on the beautiful Best of Norway tour, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. See Norway at its best. There is a fjord in your future. Hundreds of waterfalls and the beautiful, spectacular mountains. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093, and I'll send you a complete packet of information on the tours that we offer to Norway. Again, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. Call 1-800-343-0093. 1-800-343-0093. Welcome along.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.